on expensive therapies from several psychologists and had taken various medications. Then she found this book, changed the way she looked at her life, and is now a much happier woman, free of medication. This was why she had to make the journey halfway around the world to thank me. As I happily signed her battered German copy, she started to cry. That is what I call my author's royalty. May the simple life stories in this book continue to help lessen the pains of modern life by seeing it from another angle. If they do, then that is all the royalties a Buddhist monk needs. Ajahn Brahm, 2008. Introduction. The stories in this book have been collected over the 30 years that I have lived as a monk in the forest tradition of Theravada Buddhism. For many centuries, Theravada has been the main vehicle of spirituality for the peoples of Thailand, Burma, Sri Lanka, Cambodia, and Laos. Now this form of Buddhism is growing in the West, and in the South as I live in Australia. I am often asked what the difference is between the major strands of Buddhism, Theravada, Mahayana, Vajrayana, and Zen. The answer is that they are like the same type of cake, but each has a different icing. On the outside, they may look and